Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mary is scheduled to make the dreaded journey back to the reformatory with Town Marshal Uncle Henry Lunsford this morning. All of Lum and Abner's efforts to induce Uncle Henry to change his mind or to contact Mr. Barstow at the state institution have failed completely. As we look in on the little community today, we find a very dejected Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library.
You mean you ain't told her a word about her having to go back to the reformatory this morning?
No, sir, I ain't, Lum. I tried every which way I could study up to get myself to tell her, and I just never had the heart to do it.
Granny, you ought to have did it, Abner.
I know.
Uncle Henry will be here any second now to get her.
Yeah, I know.
And we're supposed to have her waiting at the store here.
Yeah, I know that, Lum, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Ain't there something we can do to stop all this, Lum?
I don't know. I can't think of nothing. But we just got to stop it some way.
We got to figure out some way to do it. That's all there are to it. Now, we can't let him take her back.
Mind out, here he comes now.
Oh my goodness.
Don't let on.
I won't.
Well, morning, Lum. Morning, Abner.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Nice morning for a trip. Yes, sir, Bob.
Yeah, you would enjoy a trip like this, Henry.
Now, listen here, Abner. I told you once, I don't like this job any more than you do. But the law's the law, and we got to stick to it. I don't make the law, you know. I just see that they're carried out, that's all. Doing my duty. The law's the law.
Grannies, wait a minute. Maybe you're right, Uncle Henry. Maybe that is a thing to do. Stick to the law.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Abner, come here a second. Uncle Henry, will you excuse us for a minute? I got something personal to tell Abner.
Well, all right. Hurry up, though. I got to get started. By the way, whereabouts is the girl at?
We'll tell you in a minute. Come here, Abner.
What is it? What's the matter?
Listen, stall off Uncle Henry as long as you can. Don't let him leave here to get Mary, and don't let him call her, neither.
Well, what are you going
to
do, Uncle?
Well, I ain't got time to tell you now. Is that old law book of mine still back in the feed room?
Well, I reckon so. It's back there on that shelf. Generally is.
Good. Well, I'll be back as quick as I can. All right, Uncle Henry, we're through. I'll see you later. Got some work to do back in the feed room.
Well, wait so long. Whereabouts is Mary at?
Admiral will tell you. Have a nice trip.
Yeah. Well, how about it, Abner? Whereabouts is she? This ain't no trick you fellas are trying to pull, is it?
Oh, no, of course not. Ain't no trick. Mary's she's over at my place waiting for you, Uncle Henry.
She was supposed to be here at the store.
Yeah, well, I reckon she got mixed up. After all, she's just a 12-year-old youngin', you know.
That ain't no excuse. Well, call her up and tell her I'll pick her up there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, call her up, yeah.
Well, go ahead and do it. What are you waiting for?
Why, don't be this peculiar. I plumb forgot what that ring is over at my place.
Forgot it?
Sure as a world.
Your own ring?
Yeah, I done it.
Abner, I believe you're just stalling around.
No, I ain't. See, I got an awful bad memory. Sometimes I can't even recollect who... Wait a minute. Let's see here. What is my name? Who am I?
You're Abner Peabody.
Well.
And your ring is two longs and a short. Now get on that phone before I arrest you for something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. One long and two short. Two longs and one short. Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
If I was you, Abner, I wouldn't trifle the law this way. It ain't healthy. No, sure, Bob. The law's the law, and we got to stick to it.
Yeah, I know that. Hello? Is that you, Elizabeth? What? Oh, imagine that. I got Grandpappy Spirit this place. Must have given the wrong ring there.
Well, I told you it was too long.
Just a second, Henry. Don't holler. How's that, Grandpap? Yeah, this is Abner, but I called you by mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good. How are you? That's fine. How's Aunt Charity? Well, good. How's your nephew, Luke? Well, Well, good for him. Good for him. Well, how's that,
Pat? Well, Jasper Abner, if
wait
you
minute,
don't hang
up... I can't hear what Grandpap's saying. You hollering in my ear, Uncle Henry. Say, Grandpap, how's your cousin over at Hatfield? Yeah, that's one, Albert. That's fine. And how are you,
Abner,
Grandpap?
If you ask how anybody else is, I'm going to arrest you.
Say, Grandpap, there's something important I got to read to you. Hold the phone just a second.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Yes, over here in the library. I hope I can find it. Here it is. Lucky thing I recollected this.
Recollected what?
Oh, something important here. Hello, Grandpap. Well, now, listen to this. Listen close. Let's see now what... page 972. Abilene College, purple and white. Adrian College, canary and black. Alabama College, purple and gold.
Abner, what you reading there?
Be quiet. This is an almanac, and Grandpap's way behind in his reading here. Alabama Poly Institute, orange and blue. Alabama University.
Abner, cut that out.
Crimson and white. Alabama College, orange and black. Alcorn A&M College.
I'll have the law on you.
Amherst College, purple and white. Antioch College,
all right, Abner,
blue.
You can quit now.
Oh, good. Goodbye, Grandpap.
Thought you'd be gone by now, Uncle Henry.
Well, I would have been if this idiot would have got off of the phone.
Well, I'm glad you ain't left yet, because I wanted to tell you to hurry back so as you can be here for the recall proceedings.
Recall proceedings? I ain't heard nothing about that. Somebody has to get up a petition before there can be a recall.
Well, it just so happens, Henry, that I got up one.
Huh?
Let's see here. 400 names is way above the number of signatures required for the petition, ain't it?
Why, yes. Has to be 25% of the voters. But here now, who's being recalled?
You are, Uncle Henry.
Me?
Well, hooray! Good for you, Law.
Now, wait a minute. You can't recall me. You ain't got no grounds.
No?
No.
Well, if you didn't have to leave in such a hurry, I'd be proud to read the petition to you and show you what the grounds is.
Well, I can wait a few minutes. Go ahead and read it. Let's see what skullduggery you've been up to.
Yeah, read it, Lom. I'd love to hear that myself.
Well, it just says that the undersigned here don't think you're fit to be town marshal no longer for the following reasons.
Well, good for them.
One, neglect of duty.
Neglect of duty?
Yeah, last Wednesday night you failed to bring in the flag over at the jailhouse at sundown.
Well, how could I bring it in? I was shut up inside that bread truck.
The law says you gotta bring it in every night.
Every night.
And the law's the law.
Yeah.
Gotta stick to that.
Yes, sir.
And that same day that you was riding in the bread truck, you left the city of Pine Ridge for 24 hours without appointing anybody in your place. And furthermore, you left the jail unlocked one whole night without no guard on duty.
But there was no prisoners in there to guard.
That don't make no difference. The law states that a guard must be on duty at all times.
Yeah, now, we don't make these laws, Henry. We just want to see if they're carried out, that's all.
Now, just a minute here. The reason I neglected my duty that away was because that little reform school girl of yours forced me into that bread truck and shut the door on me.
Well, that's listed here, too, under unsuited for police work.
What's that?
Any fella that lets a little 12-year-old girl shove him into a truck must be awful weak.
Yeah, awful weak.
And, as you know, there's a regulation that says the town marshal must keep himself physical fit and mental alert at all times.
And the law's a law. Yes, sir, boss.
Now, you listen here. She didn't actually shove me. I got in that truck by myself.
Oh, you finally admit it, huh?
Well,
then... Weren't you sort of trespassing when you got into a truck that don't belong to you?
Of course I weren't trespassing. It was my duty. I went in there to search for Mary.
Yeah, and you went in without a search warrant, too. I'll add that in here.
Yeah, put it down.
Right above destruction of personal property.
What's that? Destruction?
Yeah, you told us the other day that when you fell down in the bread truck, you landed on a batch of fancy cakes.
You bet I did, and it cost me $2 to have my suit cleaned.
All right, as long as them cakes belong to somebody else, why, that's destruction of property.
Now, listen here, Lomax.
Now, you listen to me. There's a slight chance that I might tear up this petition if you'd like to send a telegram, Henry.
A telegram?
Yeah, to Mr. Barstow at the reformatory. Telling him that the report on Mary you sent in was all a mistake.
Now, see here, Lum. You can't scare me with that petition of yours. I don't care how many signers you got.
I can't, huh?
No.
Well, here's something else them signers might want to know. Exactly what do you do with the tax money you get to run the jail on?
What do you mean?
I'm just asking you a question, Henry.
Is that in the petition?
Not yet.
Yes, no. Maybe I was a little wrong about Mary. Yeah, I believe I will send Mr. Barstow a telegram. Yeah, I believe I will.
Well, it's a good idea, I reckon. An awful good idea.
Yes, sir.
And I guess I won't need this petition no more either. Just tear that up.
Yeah.
Much obliged to you, love. Well, I better get over to Dick's place and you get this telegram off.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
All right, fine.
So long, Uncle Henry.
Well, that's that.
All right, Doggy Slum, you're a genius. A genius.
Well, I do get a idea once in a while. I'll say that for myself.
You're a regular detective, too. How'd you find out he's doing something you oughtn't to with that tax money?
I never found out.
Huh?
I just taken a chance on that.
What?
Shot in the dark. But now everybody slips up on something. Summers, and I guess that was it.
Well, I do know.
You notice I never accused him of nothing. I just asked him a question. He done accusing himself.
Doggy, that's right. Well, when did you go out and get all them folks to sign that petition off?
I never had no signatures on it.
You never?
No, I don't know what I would have did if he'd asked to look at the petition himself.
If that don't beat all.
You better get the phone there, Abner. If it's Mary, tell her I want to talk to her.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Hello, jot 'em down, Stork. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry I cut you off there, Grandpap. Oh, yeah. Oh, just a minute. I'll check here. Where's that book I had here? Oh,
what's he want?
Oh, something here Grandpap wants to know. Yeah, here it is, Grandpap. Antioch College, blue and gold. Arkansas University, crimson and white.